Refuting compromise, what in the world is entropy? Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, that's a rather technical term there, entropy. What does it have to do with the Bible and even refuting compromise regarding the Bible?
Well, Mark, many people may have heard of the second law of thermodynamics. Now, that also sounds rather technical, but actually it's quite easy to understand. One of the laws scientists agree on is that everything left to itself tends to run downhill. Now, that's what's referred to as entropy. Creationists often use this law as an argument against evolution. You see, molecules to man, evolution is an upward process, the opposite of what we observe happening in this world. Because of sin, now everything, on its own, decays. Some Christians say that even in the original creation, plants had to decay and Adam and Eve had to digest food. Therefore, they say things were decaying before sin, so therefore it wasn't a perfect world in the Garden of Eden. But here's the correct understanding. But the correct understanding from the Bible is that in a perfect world, there was controlled decay necessary for life. Because of sin, God no longer holds everything together perfectly, so now the decay is not perfectly controlled. That's why everything, including our own bodies, now runs down and decays.
Was the creation week 7 days in length, or could it have been a period of millions of years? That controversy is tackled by Ken in a free booklet, available at AnswersRadio.com.